Tov, everyone. We're up to Siman Tafrei Tzadi Dal. We're in the middle of Sif Aleph. We talked out the mitzvah of Matanos L'Avyonim. Next time we get into the next, but not really Halacha Minog, that we are going to discuss over here in the Ramah, the bottom of page 319, moving on to page 320. This past Shabbos we read Parsha Shkolim. We read Parsha Shkolim, and in Parsha Shkolim we are masker on that you have to bring the Master of the Shekel. That's a remembering Master of the Shekel. So nowadays, we also have a zecher l'machasis ha-shekel, and that's what the Roma is discussing over here in Sif Aleph. It says, Yesh omrim sheish litein, kodem purim machasis min ha-mafeya kavua, ba'oso makom ba'oto zman. Okay, there are those who say you have to give before Purim a half of a coin that's kavua in that place in that time. That means any half coin that they have in the place that you live in, and the time that you live, that's what you bring. Zecher l'masa shekel, shayu nosnim ba'odar, zecher l'masa shekel that was brought in other, that was going to be used for the carbon seabor, like learn Maseches Megillah, and therefore as a zecher to this, we do this over here in other. We'll get to a second why we're doing this right before Purim, but here we go. U'mi'achar shegimel pamim katuv chuma, v'parsha, yesh litein gimel, even since in three times. It then says the word truma over there by the Master of the Shekel. Therefore, the minig is to give three half coins. V'yesh litno leil purim kodem shemispali mincha. You give it on leil purim before you go ahead and daven mincha. We'll come back to that. V'chein noagim mechom edei aselo. That's the minig in all these medinas. Then it gets into what they used in Poland in that time. What are these chatzei gedolim? Where they would give three of these chatzei gedolim? Because you give three half coins, like we just said. Because that was the only coin that had the shame of a half in Poland. And that's what they had. In Oestreich, they would give three half wieners, which is also machasitz. V'chein l'chol medina medina, like goes according to every medina medina, you give three half coins. V'ein chayiv litno rak mishu kiben v'ben kafu l'mal. The minig is only that someone who is 20 and older have to give Master Shekel. That means you guys would all be put. However, v'yeshom mishinos Master Shekel itztaka milvad gimach Master Shelo v'ein noagin kain. Some have a minig to give another Master Shekel itztaka except for these three coins, but that is not the minig. Okay, so there's a lot to talk out over here in terms of the age, in terms of the amount, what we do, l'maisa, so here we go. Okay, number one is, when do we give? So the Roma over here mentions over here, we're going to give it before Mincha on Erev Purim. Okay, what's the connection to Mincha on Erev Purim? So Mincha on Erev Purim, generally, was Tanis Esther, but more importantly, as the Shlomo Zalman points out, it's the last tefillah we're going to have. They're going to daven Mincha, usually daven Mincha at the end of the Tanis. You go into Marv, you go directly into Megillas, you go into Megillas Esther. The Gemara tells us, that the Gemara in Yudalit, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu hikdim maksimus hashekel la'asaris alofin kesa shiratza haman latet lachashverosh. A Kaddish Baruch Hu is makdim the maksimus hashekel to protect Klal Yisrael from the asaris alofin kesa that Haman gave to Achashverosh. Okay? So therefore there's a connection between the maksimus hashekel that saves Klal Yisrael, and therefore says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that's the reason why the minig was to give it at Tainus Esther Mincha, because it was right before you're about to read the Megillah. Which then comes out for us, Lamaisa. It's true this year, it's going to happen. During Purim Shulash, where we're going to read Megillah Esther right after Tainus Esther, like everyone else in the world does in a normal year. Okay? But in other years where we don't have Purim Shulash, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, better to give the Master of the Shekel before you recreate the Megillah, the night of it, which is going to be another night later over here in Tassel. You're supposed to give the Master of the Shekel right before reading Kriyas Megillah. So this year is not an Afkamina. This year everyone will give. Either you give it right after, generally we daven Mincha Gdol in Yeshiva, you give it a Mincha Gdol also, or they'll put it out again right before Kriyas Megillah, and you'll give your Master of the Shekel at that point. That's when you're going to go ahead and Mekayim the Din in order, once again, that to bring the Master of the Shekel right before the story of Haman and Achashverosh. Okay, fine. So that's that. Now, the Roma says you give Gimel Chatzai Kesef. Because it says, like, we're Merami's, because it says Truma three times in the Parsha of Maslow Shekel. The Gra disagrees. The Gra in the end of Dira Maslow, Vyesh, on page 320, towards the end, it says over here, v'hine, about five lines to the bottom of the Bir Halacha, he says, v'hine, bizman agra, hayamotzi chatzi zuhuv Polish. At the time of the gra, there was a chatzi zuhuv Polish, v'kotu b'maisa ra'av. That's the Shafer, that brings down the menhugim of the gra. Shaloya notin kim chatzi zav, echad Polish, he used to give one chatzi zav, this Polish, okay? He says, okay, in matzui matbea zaklau, that the matbea does not exist anymore. So the gra held only to give one. But the Roma brings down, and it seems like that there is the minhag to give three chatzi coins. So over here in Eretz Yisrael, we have very easily, because we have the chatzi shekel. You have the chatzi shekel, which is a half coin in Arbedinos. Therefore, you give three half shekels. That's what you do. You take the three half shekels, and you save, you proclaim zecher l'maaseh shekel. Not this is maaseh shekel, this is not maaseh shekel. This is zecher l'maaseh shekel, and then you put the shekelim in. The yeshiva has a special coin that they got along many years ago from Machon HaMikdash, which is a special half coin. Exactly what it is, I'm not exactly what the signal, but it's a half coin that was used back in the day. Okay, so some, what they'll do is, they'll buy this half coin with the three half shekels, they'll pick up the coin and put the coin in. I think it's just more, you see the Bir Halacha discusses a similar Indian over here, and he said it gets complicated because how does everyone use the same coin? You're buying the coin, what's going on? Then you're not Mekayim also, are you giving three in, or are you giving one? What's the story? So I think the easiest thing is just to give three chatzi shekels, and give it in zechel as a shekel in your mekayim this din. What they do in America, I'm not exactly sure. You have the chatzi, you have the half dollars, but I don't know, it's very hard. They don't have so many half dollars. People get half dollars for as a shekel. That's what people do.
A lot of people exchange it.
They'll exchange it also. They'll do the same thing. They'll buy the half dollars and they'll put it in. Okay, whatever. But at the end of the day, this is all a minhag. And as long as you give something that's a zechel as a shekel, that's now. Who has to give? It says over here in the Roma, the minhag is only from 20 and above. That means you guys would be completely pot. But look inside Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, hey, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, hey, Ben Kafel, the Malo, Zeh Ledas Rav Avadim Vartanur, that's they are the Rav. Avalatosis Yontif Katav, Shah Poskim Cholkim Usfili, Demi Ben Yegimul Ulamalo. The Poskim say that once you turn Bar Mitzvah, you're already Chayiv in the meaning of Maxel Shekel. Shubachal Ish, Chayiv Maxel Shekel. The Elio Rabba Katav, the Koza Rak Medina, that's the din, that 13 and above, that's who gives the Maxel Shekel. Avala Minogu, Litei Nafilu Be'ad Bonavaktani. That people, the adults give even for their small children. Even the children that are below Bar Mitzvah, they give a three half shkalim also for those kids. V'ishamu beres bad vloda. And even a pregnant woman gives for the vlad also. Even for the baby inside the tummy, they also give over here. Similar to kapara, so we have an Erev Yom Kippurim. Also, they do kaparas also for a vlad also. Ita b'mishna, kokot and shitchav ilishkol yado, shuveinu posig. It says in the Mishnah, once you've started the minute to give for your child, even though he's below Bar Mitzvah, you have to continue doing it afterwards. So that's a father does, starts that minute, gives for all of his children, he has to continue with this minute. That seems to be the minute of Olam, that you give, be'ad all the children, all the b'nei b'shvacha, even a vlad. Over here, it says over here that one should be giving machzis a shekel. Okay, so that is the lemaisa. Once again, you take the three coins, the zechel machzis a shekel, and you put it in the bin, and you're mekayim this din over here brought in the Roma. Siv Beis. I believe the Sfardim are also knowing this, if I'm not mistaken. Siv Beis. Ein mishanim maus parim litztaka achers. You're not allowed to change maus parim. You have stucka. Set aside for maus parim. That's gotta go for stucka for parim. You can't give it to a different stucka. Okay, but says the Rama, v'dafka gabayim. That's only the gabayim. What's the gabayim? You have the money for a certain thing. You have to use it for that. Aval ha'ani. If the ani receives it stuck, and you have in your mind, you want to give the ani stuck so you can buy Sudas Purim. Once the ani gets the money, achalasas bash yimash yirtsa. The ani can choose to do whatever he wants with the money afterwards. You don't have shlita. You can't tell the ani what to do with the money. That is going to be the ani's money. He can do whatever he wants. Okay, fine. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, in the end of Sif Katan Vav. Four lines down. Katan Beis Yosef B'Shem HaGos Ashura. D'mau Shechashav B'Libo L'Chokom La'aniyim B'Yom Purim Eino Rashai L'Shanoso. If you have money set aside, even in your mind that you're going to set aside this amount of money to give to Aniyim for Purim, and you're not allowed to change it for something else. V'yatam D'Svirli D'Svirli D'Tztoko Yesh Lo Din Hektish. Once you apportion out staka, that's got like a din of hektish to it. It is holy money. V'chayiv l'kayim machshava to, and you have to mekayim your machshava that you thought to do with this money. Ashelo hotzi b'sfasim, even though you didn't proclaim that I'm giving this amount of money, once you're choshe b'libo, it doesn't mean that you had a havamina. You decide in your mind that you're going to give this amount of money to tzedaka, you must give that to tzedaka. And this is not only a din in Maus Purim, as Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saul points out over here, and din Maus Lahaktish. V'chayiv latetet otan maus. If you set aside specific money, you have to give that money. Okay? Because it's like you're makdish, this money. V'davka im hichlit kidit chayivu chitain zot kematanos lavionim michodoma. Lachain. Kedai, this is only if you're a machlit that you're giving it for this specific purpose. Lachain. Kedai lahasnos. It's very important to make a tnai whenever you're thinking about tzedakah. Shekola machshavos. Any machshava that I have, v'inyani tzedakah, tiyana bli nether. That's all gonna be bli nether. Sometimes you see a guy collecting money and you decide, oh, I'm going to give him 10 bucks. Okay, I'm going to give him 10 bucks. You reach in a while, you don't have 10 bucks on you, but you already decided to give him 10 bucks. You have to run to your house, you have to go find the money. By the time you come back, the money's not there. That money is already belongs to the honey in your mind. You've decided to give it to that honey. It belongs to the honey. There's different stories of Maisa Raza. The big people went like crazy over this thing, searching the whole cities for the honeys because they promised honey money. Okay, so you have to be careful to try never to be machli in your mind. For sure, I'm giving the money. You should always say things that is bli nether, just in case it doesn't work out. You're not mechuyev maker to din. Okay, so do we take this din very seriously once the staka is apportioned in a certain way? Siv Gimel. Ain't medacted to give him a mouse purim. We don't take over to be so careful to give the mouse person mouse purim to specifically to a specific honey. Ellen Kane, Ella Kol Misha Poshet Yodo, Little Yotnimlo. Anyone who asks for money on Purim, we give them. Okay, and therefore this is really a din throughout the year. If an honey asks for money, you're really supposed to give him. You're supposed to have a little change in you that you can give to honey when they ask. But Tavachomer on Purim. Kola poshet yodo no steamlo, you give to any ani who puts out their hand on Purim. You should carry around some money with you that you can give to aniyim who ask. But anyways, you're not going to be outside in Purim, so therefore you don't have to worry too much about it, but that is the din over here. Umakum shenagu litein afla akum no steamlo, in a place that doesn't make they even give to aniyim that are goyim, then you should also give for their. What's the, you know, give me tanya mekayim? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nyan Aleph, Aflakum Nosim, Yidei Darkei Shalom, it's Darkei Shalom. They see that they're only giving to the Jewish Aniyam, not to the non-Jewish Aniyam. That's going to cause Eva, that's going to cause bad things, therefore we also give to the Aniyam. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nyan Yod, Uvamakum Shinogu, Aval Pir, Shalom Urgulu Adai Mekach, the city is not accustomed to do this, they only give it to the Jews. Zan notin prutal akum gozal aniyim. If you give part of your tzedakah, if it's not the meaning of the place to give to also, goyim, so if you give to the goyim, you're gozal from the Jewish aniyim. Umara ba'atzo kilu mekayim ba'emot tolosav yonim. Look at me, I'm giving so much tzedakah out, you're giving it to the goyim. Points out over here, Morenev Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saldiv Ravasu la'akum. Okay, even in a place that is knowing, and most places are knowing, they also give to aniyim that are goyim. Says the Marina Rabbi Rabbi Lakum. Aval Aini Yotzi de Cholas a mitzvah in the seal of Goy. Don't think you're Makai your mitzvah of Matanus Lavionim if you give to a Goy. Vitzayach Latet Od Matanus Ani Yisrael. You for sure have to give to Ani Yisrael in order to Makaiim your din of Matanus Lavionim. You're only Yotzi through a Jew and not through an Akum. Okay? Now. Last din over here, Siv Dal. Bimakom She'ein Aniyim. In a place where there are no Aniyim. He sets aside, he has money for Matanos Lavionim, and Baruch Hashem, he lives in the city. There are no Aniyim. He cannot find Aniyim. What does he do? Yachol la'akim maus purim shalo la'atzo enosim makom shiyurt, so he can keep the mother's mouse to the side and give it at a different time. He's honest. He doesn't have an Aniyim to give it to. Okay, so that would be the din, says the Mishnah Berurah, he called in Yabez, v'makom shein Aniyim Yisrael. Okay, maus purim shalo mashigavuk farmi menu. They don't find a place to give it out. It can be held up back and given at a different time. More meduyak to say what we're talking about. What you normally give every year to the aniyim, this year you don't have aniyim, you can hold on to that money, you'll give it a different time. Baruch Hashem, this thing does not really apply now. It's so easy. All you have to do is send money to a place. You can send things electronically to be given out in a place that does have aniyim. Okay, that's a very simple way to get around the problem. These days, back in the day, they didn't have phones, they didn't have email and stuff like that. So if they didn't have aniyim in their vicinities, they didn't have any ani to give their matanos avionim, therefore they didn't have shalchadara. Nowadays, okay, you could PayPal, you could Zelle, you could do all these things in order to send money to a place that does have aniyim, and there, unfortunately, almost every place has this problem. I almost could say every place has aniyim that can be sent
money to. So Bezrat Hashem, we should all be zoch the mekayim these dinim. Karoui.
I can't for today.
I can't for today.